What you know about rolling down in the deep? When your brain goes numb, you can call that mental freeze. When these people talk too much, put that shit in slow motion. Yeah, I feel like an astronaut in the ocean. Ay, what you know about rolling down in the deep? When your brain goes numb.
This song has been stuck in my head since what, yesterday? Yesterday or the day before? Whatever day it was.
She said that I'm cool. This is edited, right? Except for that little part there?
Well, no. That was edited.
All right.
Only because we know what word goes in there, it sounds like it.
I noticed another popular song that has, the word that I think of it as something you use in your garden.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Why is that bleeped out? I was listening to our music stations, and that's bleeped out.
Yeah. I think that's a no-no on radio.
To use that word?
Yeah. But other words are great, but that one's not.
So if you were on a gardening show and said, hey, this weekend, it is Mother's Day, now it looks like it's going to be time to plant, even though it's going to be rainy in Omaha, you'll want to use your hoe? You can't say that on the radio?
I'm sure context matters.
Oh, okay.
kind of like when we were talking about the Emmys, was it last year, and we were talking about Schitt's Creek?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So like if I say, hey, put your hoe in the dirt?
Yeah.
You can get away with that on radio.
Absolutely. Because we're talking about Mother's Day.
Yeah. You want to see your crops grow? Get a hoe. Okay, now it all makes sense.
Yes.
There's another part of the whole Jake, Logan Paul, Floyd Mayweather yesterday that I'm going to need you to make sense. I don't even know which is which. Not Floyd Mayweather. I know who he is. But Jake or Logan Paul. We'll do that in just a moment. But Nick would like to chat. Nick? Good Friday. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Gary. How we doing?
Good.
So I caught the tail end of hopping in my car to run a couple errands here on my lunch and caught the tail end of your conversation about the knee injuries to Fedoni and Honus, and obviously those are unfortunate. And I had a friend that walked out of Nebraska a few years back and was a skill player, and he had a couple of non-contact knee injuries. I know that there's been quite a bit of data that shows that, I mean, these knee injuries are becoming more and more prevalent on field turf. I think it's like 22% more likely just in general, but ACL injuries are like 60% more likely on field turf versus grass. Should the university or a Big Ten maybe evaluate just from a player safety across all sports to go back to grass?
I think it deserves some analyzing, which, Nick, if you think about it, remember why teams went away from grass? One, some places of the country where you're not going to have the same kind of grass in November that you have in September. It's less, takes less time to work on. You don't have to worry about the field turf. Is that you also went away from grass because what happens when you plant? Now, these ACL injuries are from, you plant your foot, some other things of how you move. But you would think, okay, on grass, where it's not as stable, you might lose your balance, and so that leads to an injury compared to the field turf. And this is kind of, I think, the thinking of when you're making the transition from grass to field turf is, oh, it's a lot more stable. So when you plant your foot, it's going to be more true, and you don't have to worry about it going out. But as we know, with non-contact injuries, ACL, we've seen guys that just planting their foot, making a cut, making a sudden movement, field turf or grass, you might have... that might be where you tear your ACL or suffer a major knee injury. I think it's worth exploring. I think if I'm Nebraska and you've had a run of non-contact injuries outside of Fedoni and Honus this year, they're just the latest. I think you probably have to look at each one individually and determine, okay, do we see a trend here or is this also maybe just a freak thing? But I think your question is worthy.
Yeah, I just didn't know. I mean, I feel like... talking to my buddy who had the two non-contact knee injuries, he felt that when he planted, that had he cut, maybe his foot would have slipped out from under him on normal grass, and it would have just been a slip, as opposed to since his leg stuck or foot stuck, that's what caused the knee injury.
Yeah, and Nebraska's got grass practice fields as well, so I'm not particularly sure where both of these injuries happened. I do believe they were on the field turf, but it's a valid question, and I think Nebraska will probably... Like all schools are monitoring, okay, how the injury happened, how could we have prevented it? Maybe in some cases you can't prevent it, but it is worthy of analyzing to make sure, if you can, that you'd make the proper steps. But I don't know that many teams are going to go back to grass, and teams, just because of the financial aspect, less care, they're going to the field turf? Because I see Carolina, the Carolina Panthers Stadium, is going to get away from natural grass, and they're going to go field turf as well.
Yeah, thanks. I know I've seen it kind of go both back and forth in the NFL.
Yep. Nick, thanks for the phone call. And it's almost getting to the point, especially in college, where it's rare to see a grass field. Let's see. Northwestern, Purdue, grass field. Well, you know, and Purdue's field, period, is just, that's where if you're going to analyze injuries, okay, you have a separate column for injuries that are suffered at Purdue. DeMornay Personnel, Miles Farmer. This part of the country, it's tough to keep grass. It's tough to keep grass in good shape unless it's heated, unless you have a heated field. And some places would like to have the cheaper variety where you don't have to have as many man hours and it's easier to take care of, and especially during inclement weather, that you would go all field turf. I miss the all grass in baseball. Now we got fake fields. But I get it. I know why Omaha has, and local high schools around here have an all-turf field so they can play it in inclement weather. Dirk Chatelain joins us at Del 1. Welcome back in. This is the Gary Sharp Show. We've been busy today. The show just kind of started. We talked food with Michael in the crossover. We got full.
It got me hungry.
Mm-hmm. Well, you already told us where you're going tomorrow when you're back home in Chicago.
True.
You going to go see the Bulls?
Nope.
Why not? The United Center is opening up to fans today.
Yeah, I got better things to do with my time.
That's fair.
Well, you know what? Let me take a step back. Vucevic and Zach LaVine just got back, so they're at least watchable.
And they won last night by 21 over Charlotte.
Absolutely.
I don't know if it means anything, but All right, you have to help me here with something. We're gonna step away from football for a moment.
Okay.
First and foremost, I feel for my boxing brothers and sisters out there that love the sport so much. They love the art of boxing.
Yeah.
We have a champion in our midst in this town, in Bud Crawford. It is a sport that is not near where it used to be, but I think boxing's making a comeback. But there's a lot of things to make the full comeback that stand in the way. Promoters, different organizations. There is a rather significant fight coming up between Canelo and Saunders. You would think that would turn attention towards the sport of boxing. If you are a diehard boxing fan, I mean, you are in it, you know all the weight classes, you know the potential matchups, you're there, you're buying the pay-per-view, you probably are not real happy with the sport right now. You know why there's part of me that was like, God, I'm glad that Bud is not fighting Pacquiao, who is allegedly going to retire. So who knows when Bud's going to fight again. His contract with Top Rank is up in October. Looks like he might fight in September. He's not getting any younger, but he's not going to fight in June like he was going to fight in Abu Dhabi.
Right.
That is off the books. Well, it's almost okay because you know what? That fight might have been overshadowed by the clown show that's going to go on in Miami on June 6th. It's kind of like you with wrestling, George. You want the wrestlers at WrestleMania.
Yes.
You don't want Logan Paul or Jake Paul or Bad Bunny.
Right. Unless, like Bad Bunny, you're going to put 4 months into it.
Okay, but that's rare.
Very rare.
That's rare.
You want
all the attention on WrestleMania and the real wrestlers wrestling.
They put their time in, yes.
Boxing fans want the best bouts. Okay, they want Canelo and Saunders to get all the attention in the world. Problem is, their attention, not there. Maybe it will when we get to the bell ringing and could be a very entertaining fight. But what is the most attention that boxing is getting these days? If you were just a drive-by boxing fan, all of these exhibitions that are set up, or Mike Tyson, who now they're going to make ABC is going to do a 4-hour documentary on Mike Tyson's life.
Yeah.
Haven't we already seen that? Didn't we see that in the one-act play?
Mm-hmm.
All the other stuff that's out there about Tyson, but apparently Mike Tyson 4.0 of his life is worthy enough of 4 hours on ABC. So Floyd Mayweather is going to fight Is it Jake or Logan? I can't figure them out.
It's Jake.
Okay, these are YouTube stars. It's good on you. People making money off TikTok right and left. They're making money off YouTube. It's America. Go get the bag. So Floyd Mayweather, one of the best of the best. Yesterday, these guys played it. They played it right. They know they got to sell some tickets. They got to sell the pay-per-view. So they put on a show in Miami yesterday to promote their fight. And Jake Paul stole Floyd's hat. By the way, did he ever get it back? Because
it didn't look like
he gave Logan Paul a black eye. I think he bloodied his lip, chipped his tooth. But did Floyd ever get his hat back? Now, when I saw it, and I watched this, and I'll never be able to get that 15 minutes back, I thought it was staged.
I did too.
Getting hit by Floyd is not staged.
Mm-mm. Expert show.
But they also, see, this is, they're selling it right. These guys know what they're doing.
Yep.
They got to sell. They got to sell some pay-per-view. They got to sell tickets. You had either Jake or Logan, again, can't figure them out, said Floyd ain't 50-0. He's 51-1 because he beat his wife.
What?
What? Yeah.
That's bad.
Yeah. And then you steal a man's hat.
Yeah, that's bad too.
Is this the dumbest thing going in sports?
Yes.
Somebody help me out here. This has got to be, there's a lot of dumb things in sports these days. Like a lot of dumb things in sports that we spend way too much time paying attention to.
Mm-hmm.
This is the dumbest thing going in sports. What would you rather do than watch these guys fight on pay-per-view?
Well,
just rattle off for the next minute, George, everything that pops into your mind that you would rather do than watch Floyd Mayweather and one of the Pauls fight on pay-per-view.
Watching paint dry.
By the way, everybody says that. How many people actually ever like just sat and just watched the paint dry?
It'd be more entertaining than this.
I can't agree with you on that. I think I would lose attention pretty quick because I can't hear anything. It's like...
I'd rather sit in the DMV. Where'd
that phrase come from?
I don't know. Well, because you watch paint dry. You're watching a wall or a door or something. But I'd also rather sit in a DMV for hours.
Okay.
And then them skip my number and have to go back. Yeah, I'd rather do that.
Just remember my tip, 50th and G. Good people over there, hardly ever busy.
I'd rather go shopping with my mom and my sisters.
Whoa. Now that...
That's a full day commitment, too.
That would age you a little bit, my friend.
Yeah.
Yeah. Love your mom. Love your sisters. Boy, they'd wear your arse out.
Yes, they would. Get my steps in.
This has to rank as the dumbest thing going in sports.
And just when you thought it couldn't get any dumber because his brother fought that one MMA guy that retired last year and knocked him out in the first round, I thought that was dumb. And then this comes around. I was like, well...
But if I'm a diehard boxing fan, I hate this.
Yeah.
I hate this for my sport, that it is more likely for this to get attention than a real, fairly good fight of one of the best fighters that is going in the sport right now.
Right.
Could be a poll question. What was more impressive, Floyd Mayweather chasing down one of the Pauls to get his hat back, or if you have not seen it, I highly recommend Googling it, YouTubing it, the day that Jim Rice in 1986 playing for the Red Sox. Mm-hmm. You know, Jim Rice was not the nicest player between the lines. Jim Rice actually gets a bad rap. He away from the ballpark and away from since he's retired and he's been retired for a while, he is a good guy. I think his persona has changed, but he was on a whole different level when he was playing. He has his hat ripped off his head at Yankee Stadium.
Yeah.
This tells you how wild Jim Rice is. That at Yankee Stadium, during a Red Sox-Yankee series, he goes in the stands after his hat.
Is it that serious?
Are you kidding me? Do you know what it's like in the stands at a Yankee game? I've sat in the right field bleachers. I have no rooting interest in the Yankees or who they were playing. I was scared for my life. And I didn't even react to a good Yankee play or a bad Yankee play.
Yeah.
Jim Rice went into the stands in 1986 at Yankee Stadium. Jim Rice could have not come out of the stands. But if you know Jim Rice, you know that he was coming out with a couple of scalps.
Yes.
He was going to get his hat back. And you look at the guy. You can Google it, George, during the break. He's got a guy that has his hat. He is ready to throw down with him.
Wow.
Can you imagine today a player going in the stands like that?
No.
Now, back, Malice at the Palace, some other cases where people went to the stands, yeah. Mike Milbury, Madison Square Garden, the Boston Bruins.
No, I can't imagine.
Athletes are smarter. They know that you're in a no-win situation if you hop into the stands.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So there is history of people chasing down their hat getting stolen. I don't even think Floyd's hat was that nice.
I didn't think so either.
I would just let it go.
It wasn't like he was wearing like a $300 outfit or something like that. And he had a nice like whatever hat. No, it wasn't even that nice.
I think it was scripted.
All right, 1,000.
You got to sell some tickets. Got to sell some pay-per-view.
Gary, we are on the same page.
People will watch though. That's the thing. Because these two guys, these brothers, have a huge following.
I hate it. I'm not a fan.
Should we be proud that they're finding a way to make money in this country?
No.
Off of YouTube?
No. Because they're not good people.
Okay.
I don't know
enough about them. I just know that you don't ever hear like they walked an old lady across the street.
Right.
Yeah. It's always like negative stuff. So thanks for helping me here because I watched this yesterday. I will never get that time back, and it is the dumbest thing going in sports right now.
Easily.
12:26. We're back with more of the Gary Sharp Show with George after this.